It's a midnight caller, and it's a timely midnight caller. It occurred to me today that no one has retained the Premier League now since 2008-09. Not only has no one retained the Premier League since 2008-09, but I actually think that 2012-13 is the last season the side that won it the year before went on to manage to finish second the following season. Obviously, Liverpool go to Manchester City with a lot riding on it. Very, very soon, and Manchester City are the reigning champions. So, Rory, I'll sort of start it off, really. Why do you think no one has been able to retain this division now for 10 years?
Yeah, well, that's it. It could be 10 years if City don't win it this season, which at least, as things stand, is in the balance, shall we say. That's probably the safest thing to say without tempting fate or being presumptuous either way. I think, ultimately, the main reason might be that the last team that retained it until this City team was the last truly kind of, Epoch was probably pushing it a bit, but really special champion. If you look at a lot of the teams that have won it since, they've been really good teams, not taking anything away from them, but they haven't all been that kind of memorable, or they've certainly not been kind of dynasty teams in the way that Man United team were. So you have Chelsea, and obviously with the chopping and changing at Chelsea, that doesn't lend itself to building a project that could dominate for 2 or 3 years. You have City in 2014, who were kind of the weakest champions maybe that we'd seen at that stage for quite a long time, because there was a bit of a mishmash to it. They kind of won it by default, because obviously Liverpool blew up. And although no one ever talked about it, Chelsea completely blew that title. You then have Leicester, clearly a fluke, not fluke, but, you know, a one-off. Chelsea under Conte, similarly, a one-off. It was that very Chelsea thing of building for a season and then falling away. And then you get to this Man City team, which is the team that's come closest. I think you're right. I think this might be the first City team the first champion that has mounted a proper defence of its title the next season since 2009.